Thunder rolls across the hills near the village of Hobani towards Ikaya Lukolo, home of peace. It's just a circle of mud huts in a misty valley. Chickens claw in the dust. There are no luxuries here. Everyone's scratching to survive. But for the people who stay here, Ikaya Lukolo is a paradise of love and acceptance. For beyond its fences, they're shunned.
People here tell me, isn't it clear to you why we detest these mentally sick people? It's because they're useless. You have to do everything for them all the time while they do nothing except cause trouble. They are curses.
Mama Kablondi cares for the home's mentally disabled residents. The elderly woman loves them all. From the young man with schizophrenia with the flaring eyes, to the spastic girl who's always falling in the dirt, Kablondi bathes and feeds them. On Sunday mornings, she gathers them around the radio to listen to church services. Like most Xhosa people in the rural Eastern Cape, Kablondi is a committed Christian. But, also like most people here, she blames mental illness on a legion of superstitions.
Witches project bad thoughts into babies in the womb. That's how those children get mentally damaged. They send snakes to those babies. Snakes that no one else can see.
Patrick Fudumele is chief of Hobani District. He says when people disrespect the spirits of their ancestors by failing to offer them animal sacrifices, for example, the spirits take revenge on such people by inflicting mental damage on them or their children.
You know, the most of them, they are just being punished by their ancestors, you know. The ancestors can just punish even me too. They can punish me if I'm not doing the ceremonies according to their instructions, you know.
A choir of frogs erupts near a river at Hobani. Here, says traditional healer Zwele Sithile Bendlela, many people have been bewitched. He says evil spirits live in the water and they possess people so that they become mentally destroyed, as he puts it. Bendlela says the evil spirits cause people to see visions and to talk nonsense. Fudumele says community members entertain themselves by insulting mentally disabled people, like the man in the nearby village.
That guy, they say that he is the monkey. And then he get angry very quickly if he can say, I said, you are a monkey. You know, when we were growing, even me too, we were just treating him like that. Because
the chief says many Xhosa people consider it a disgrace to have what they call a cursed and useless mentally ill child. They're so ashamed, he says, that they often lock the disabled away or chain them like dogs.
What she did, she took the girl out and hid her away. So nobody knew where she was. And
in her 6 years as director of Ikaya Lukolo, Alex Gunter has been a frequent eyewitness to the abuse of mentally disabled people. Here, near a field of goats with bells around their necks, a little girl once lived. Gunter is haunted by her ghost. She was severely disabled. When she was brought to the home, she was starving, extremely thin and confused. Gunter says the girl's mother had imprisoned her because she was tired of chasing after her daughter.
So now the mother at home, she is tying her legs together so that she doesn't run away, so that the mother doesn't have to run after her. And also, when we asked the mother about, can you afford to buy nappies or whatnot, she said, no, just don't feed her too much so that she doesn't soil herself all the time. That's what I do at home. I don't feed her.
The mental health educator also remembers wanting to rehabilitate two brain-damaged teenage girls, but their guardian, an aunt, refused to enroll them at Ikaya Lukolo. Soon afterwards, some men gang-raped the girls.
The aunt is not looking after them. We know they will be raped again.
The government gives a grant of about $100 a month to mentally disabled South Africans. But in the Hobeni area, says Gunther, people are usually not willing to spend any of this money on helping the mentally ill, because they consider them worthless and beyond repair.
The disabled person doesn't see a cent of it. Walking around in rugs, not being washed, not being fed, being neglected. The rest of the family is eating well, or maybe a parent is drinking the money away, or they're building a house with it, or whatever, you know.
Chief Fudumele says, according to Xhosa culture, children must look after their parents in old age. Mentally disabled children can't do this, and so their parents aren't willing to invest any money in their welfare.
Some of them, they've got no trousers. When it is cold like that, see wearing a shirt only, rolling up and down here in the street. They're not buying even anything for them.
Ikayo Lukolo depends on private donations. The government doesn't help it. Gunther says when the home opened a few years ago, three social development officers arrived to inspect it.
They came to visit to see the place, and what they said you won't believe is, what do you guys want here? There are no disabled people in this village. I identified 50 mentally disabled people in our village alone.
And so another night falls. Just another second in Ikaya Lokolo's never-ending brawl to stay open, to continue to save and improve the lives of the mentally ill. And, in a few more hours, its residents' quest to be treated like humans will begin again. I'm Darren Taylor for VOA News at Hobeni, South Africa.